respect me. Did you know how intimidating you women are? You're the schedule wonders of the world. What you manage to get done every day is paramount to climbing Mount Everest several times. Not only do you run our home smoothly, you make it look beautiful. You are an active part of school, neighborhood, community, and church events. You juggle my, your, and often our children's schedules effortlessly. At least it appears so to us. You remember birthdays, papers that have to be signed to go back to school, pets that need to be fed and walked, and doctor's appointments. 72% of you also work outside the home and get all that done, too. Frankly, sometimes what we men get done during the day doesn't seem to stack up to a whole lot when we hear the litany of what your day was like. As the relational wonders of the world, women also seem to know everything that's going on in every arena you're involved in, as well as the latest gossip from the neighbors' houses. Because you have a need to talk, and you love to talk, you get to know others quickly. Here's what I mean. You get on a plane and sit next to another woman. Within the one-hour flight, you learn her name, what she's doing on that flight, the names and occupations of her two children, the best place to shop in Chicago for deals when you get off the plane, three stories about what her goofy husband has done lately, and much more. Contrast that to this example. You get on a plane and sit next to a man. You try to engage him in conversation, but it only extends to, "Nice day, isn't it?" The man bobs his head once and goes back to reading his newspaper. He has no need to go farther with a woman he has no relationship with. If it's two men sitting next to each other, their entire conversation will be a simple nod over the newspaper. That's all that needs to be exchanged. You see, a man has no need to talk, because a woman, on average, uses 3.5 times as many words as a man every day. You are getting wound up to talk when your husband comes home from work. Contrast that to your guy, who has already used up his word count at work. Now he only wants to be silent, but that doesn't mean he's not willing to listen to you. He still wants to hear from you. He just may feel no need to contribute something immediately to the conversation. He wants you to respect him by filling him in on your day, especially on anything that is key to your family's life. He really feels dissed if he hears about something third-hand that has happened in his own family. You also show your respect by respecting him as an adult, even when he may act like a little boy. My wife, bless her, is a firstborn child. She's living proof about what I believe about firstborns. Firstborns love to tell people what to do. For nearly 40 years, I've sat in my leather chair every morning drinking a cup of coffee and watching Fox News. I also read the local rag and USA Today, and then very unceremoniously drop them at the base of the chair. For nearly 40 years, my dear Sandra has insisted on telling me to pick up the papers. It's not that she wants to read the newspaper. She has no interest in the newspaper. But she loves to tell me, to remind me, and she's been doing it for nearly 40 years. Do the math on that for a second. 365 days, unless it's a leap year, times 40 years equals 14,600. That means she has reminded me 14,600 times to pick up the newspaper. Does she think that if she stopped telling me to pick up the newspaper, it would somehow lie there, neglected and a mess at the base of the chair? Does she really believe that I wouldn't remove it and take it to the garbage? Take this case in point. Sandy was going to be gone overnight on a Friday for a women's retreat. As she was walking out the door that evening, she asked me to go to Marie Callender's to pick up 2 lemon meringue pies the following morning, since she wouldn't be home soon enough to bake any pies for our family event Saturday evening. Saturday morning, I got up and found a note. "Dear Leamy, I miss you already. Don't forget to pick up the pies." I smiled to myself. After all, I went to college for 13 years, so you think I could retain a thought from one night to the next morning. But that's Sandy, God love her. The same woman who 9 days ago bought paint for the guy who is trying to restore our deck that was trashed by the floods. Where is that paint now? Still sitting on the brick steps next to the entry of our home where she left it when she removed it from her car. The rollers are there too. Each day I walk by, see the paint and rollers again, and laugh. My newspaper has to be removed from the floor on the date that it's published. In fact, right now, it's 9:35 a.m., and I've already read through the paper and deposited it in the recycling bin. This is a norm in the Lehman House. Yet my dear wife's paint and rollers can sit there proud.